This is the Perth Asian Lawyer Podcast with Raymond Tan. Episode 4, Partnerships. The Perth Asian Lawyer Podcast is brought to you by Tan and Tan Lawyers. Find out more about them by visiting www.tanandtanlawyers.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another podcast of Raymond Tan from Tan and Tan Lawyers in Perth, Western Australia. On the line, I have Jeff Miles, my business doctor. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm great, thanks, Ray. How are you?
Good, good. Are you in Perth right now, Jeff?
I am.
Oh, how's the weather?
The weather's lovely and sunny, unlike where I left from Sydney, where it was pouring down with rain, but here it's beautiful and sunny.
Okay. Jeff, the topic for today is partnership. I gather that in your line of business, you must do quite a bit of advice for clients who are in partnership.
Well, a lot of my clients, Raymond, are in partnership, and that's primarily a husband and wife, but a lot of the time there's also other family members such as brothers and sisters, and also the occasions where we've got friends who go into a partnership. And I've heard a lot of stories about, you know, questions from clients. Well, I've heard a lot of horror stories, but I'm just wondering, why is a partnership deed such a necessary thing?
Well, let me just give an example. I recently had a brother and his brother come in with their wives, and they were going to go into a restaurant business. And the first thing I asked them was, have you considered what's going to happen in this partnership? Who's going to be running the kitchen? Who's going to be running the outside station? And do you need to record everything down so that everybody is clear? And their comments was, oh, we are brothers. We don't have to worry about such things. This is all in the family. We'll work it out. And they just refused to sit down with me and go through all the potential problems. Well, as you guess as much, after 3 months, one of the brothers came to see me and said that they were having real problems with the partnership. And it was unfortunate because then that ended up causing the two brothers to stop speaking to each other. The wives don't speak to each other now. So it can cause a lot of problems. Therefore, I suggest that the most important issue before you get into a partnership is for you to sit down with your partners and find out exactly what responsibility each of you would have. Jeff?
Would that be like with a, do you help them with setting up a, not just a partnership agreement, because that's what lawyers do, but do you help them identify what their roles are?
Yes, that's important. Take, for example, the kitchen, or if you're working in a restaurant, who's going to be working in the kitchen? How many hours are you going to be working in the kitchen? Who's going to be collecting the monies from the clients or from the customers? Who's going to be banking the money? That's a major issue, because especially if you have a cash economy sort of business, one partner will be saying, you are keeping all the cash and I'm not getting my fair share. It can lead to all sorts of problems.
If that's the case with a problem that does occur, what happens? What do you do when there's a dispute?
Well, if there's a dispute, then unfortunately, it comes under the Partnership Act, which means that the only court that can resolve a partnership would usually be in the Supreme Court. You may be able to go to the district court if it's a very minor matter, but in most cases, if you want to dissolve a partnership and there's declarations to be obtained regarding what is to happen to partnership assets, then you need to go to the Supreme Court.
I can just see that this thing's going to cost a lot of money when you start involving a Supreme Court. What sort of costs are involved if you have to take it to a Supreme Court?
Well, I've had Supreme Court partnership dispute matters that have costed the partners up to 20 grand, and they haven't even seen
a judge.
And they have not even seen a judge.
$20,000?
Yes, it could be easily much more. I'm involved in one right now where there was a newspaper stand that was sold between the partners, and then they are now in court. We haven't seen a judge yet, and they've already spent 40 grand. Now, compare that to paying, say, $2,000 to $3,000 to a lawyer to sit down and discuss all these issues with them and record it so that everybody knows what's happening or what is to happen. Can you see the logic of that?
Well, surely any person, any business going into, any partners going into business together must see the logic of why wouldn't you spend $2,000 instead of spending $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000? More importantly, the damage that it does to the family relationship or to the partnership and then ultimately to the business, you're just going to lose your investment that you got between the partners.
I'm sure you've seen some of them where because of the split in the partnership, the business assets decreases in value substantially because there's no one to run the business. Worse still, if there's a partnership dispute and there's a dead partner, it even causes bigger problems.
So in the case of a partnership that's been going for quite a few years, and this one's happened to one of my clients where they had a partnership where unfortunately one of the partners died, and the partners who died, his wife now said, well, you know, it looks like I'm going to have to come in and work in the business, but yet the remaining partner actually hated the guts of his partner's wife. What happens in that circumstance?
Well, unfortunately, if both parties cannot agree, and you have to say that in most cases they are equal partners, if they are equal partners and one partner doesn't agree to the other partner taking control, again it goes to the Supreme Court. And worse still, because the estate, if there's a dead person, if the estate includes the partnership business, it's going to be a big problem winding up the estate. So nobody wins.
So does that mean that if a partner doesn't want to continue because they don't want to take on the wife or inherit the wife, does that mean that the business or the partnership can be dissolved?
It has to be dissolved. And the only way is either dissolved by agreement or you get a court order to dissolve it. But the more difficult problem is, before it is dissolved, who is going to be managing the business? That's why sometimes you have corporate vouchers to go around and pick up these businesses where there's a partnership dispute for much less than what the business is worth. So I suppose the moral of the story is, get it down in writing to say, if there's a death of one partner, what's going to happen to the business?
Okay, well, what are some of the other suggestions you'd have? Obviously, getting it down in writing, but how do you help?
First thing is this. If you have any intention of going into a business with a partner, ask yourself first, is this right? Is the partner that I'm going to go into bed with the right person to assist me with this business? And if you, in your gut feeling, believe that it is the case, then the next question is, you need to find out what each partner has to do. And to do that, my suggestion is sit down with a lawyer, have a cup of coffee, sit down with your lawyers and go through a long list of questionnaires as to what each party is going to do. Some of the issues that need to be discussed, Jeff, for example, is capital introduction. You must have had that situation before where there's a partnership and you need to invest money, but nobody wants to come up with the money.
Well, lots of times you get a couple of sole traders. This has again happened to a couple of clients I've got in Sydney, where you've got a business that's been long-standing and another business that maybe not have been around quite as long. They merge together and the long-standing business has got existing leases over vehicles, and there might be a couple of utilities, it might be a couple of trucks, there might be some heavy plant machinery. You could be talking $100,000 of capital. Now, that needs to get introduced into the partnership. And I'm just wondering, how do you, as the lawyer, negotiate that between the two parties where one doesn't have a lot?
Well, it can be valued. All these assets can be valued. And sometimes one partner may bring in capital assets, the other partner may bring in skills. And the skill set that this other partner brings in may be worth much more than the actual assets of the business. So it's a question of getting both parties to agree what their relative values are and sitting down and deciding so that if there's a breakup in between, which is unintended, at least they know where they're going.
Well, what happens if in a case of a partner who may die? Because obviously the wife of the, or if it is the wife that's the surviving partner, how do they get on? Can you insure someone against being bought out, or is there insurance for this stuff?
Yes, you can. If the partnership agreement clearly states, for example, between the two leading partners saying that if one of you dies, your wife is not going to be involved in the business, I will take over the business, there will be a time period for me to buy out the deceased partner's estate share in the business, and how much I am to pay, then at least that solves an immediate problem of deciding who is going to be managing the business in between. So it can all be recorded. It can all be recorded.
Can a person take out any form of insurance for this, a partner insurance?
Yes, yes. You there are insurance policies that can be taken to cover such eventualities.
So when a person comes to see a lawyer, I presume that all lawyers are trained like this, but when they come in to see you at Tan and Tan, do you take them through a checklist of all of the things that they need to consider?
Yes, yes, we have a checklist, and the checklist would cover issues like the partner's working obligations, what is going to happen if one partner retires, or if both partners say, or three partners say they want to get rid of the business, how do they get rid of it? Who is to have an option to buy out the share of the other partner, right? How to value the business, and sometimes even, for example, if they can agree, they can say that if there's a dispute, we're not going to go running to court. We're going to use this person that we trust as an arbitrator. And I understand that at some stage, you yourself, Jeff, have acted as arbitrator for some of these partners. How has that helped?
Well, the hard part is firstly to get the people to agree on what their outcomes that they want to have.
Well, it's best to get them to agree when they are all in a good mood, eager to go into the business. Right, get them to agree straight away, record everything down, right, so that they know what's going to happen, instead of when the proverbial hits the fan and they sit down and fight over everything. So the best thing to do with a partnership is just like a marriage. You sit down and talk about what's going to happen to the relationship well before it goes sour. That's the best time to talk about it.
And again, how much does it cost to get a partnership agreement drafted up roughly?
Well, you could spend easily $2,000 to $3,000, but it will be well worth every cent. In my experience, seeing how this matters drag on in the courts, it is well worth every cent.
Well, it certainly sounds like it would be money well spent.
Yes.
Raymond, thank you very much. There's obviously loads more questions that somebody might be having regarding this. Do you offer any sort of free initial meeting or anything? Because I love the word free. If my clients can come and see you in the first meeting free or something, or they can talk to you, that would be appreciated. Do you offer any of that sort of support?
Well, Jeff, I have a free email legal advice service, which I encourage any prospective client to visit. It's ray@tanandtanlawyers.com. And what you can do is you email to me your question, and I can probably give you some quick pointers and perhaps send you a questionnaire for you to sit down and go through with your partner before the trouble starts.
And that's open to anyone who emails you through that?
Yes, yes. I'd be more than grateful to help them, and I'm sure they'll be more than grateful for my help.
I certainly think so. With the repercussions of not having a partnership agreement, I think they'd be absolutely crazy if they didn't take up, you know, getting some advice.
Jeff, thank you very much for the podcast. And until I catch up with you again, have a good trip back to Sydney.
Thank you very much, sir. Take care.
Yeah, bye.